Laura Donnelly is with me from Stradbally this afternoon ahead of Electric Picnic this weekend. Well, what are the stages looking like, Laura?
Well, Andrea, I hope you know I've stepped off the main stage in Electric Picnic to talk to you here today because I'm at the press preview and Hermitage Green, that's who you can hear in the background. They're just warming up for the media there because, in fairness, we're very lucky. They bring us up on the main stage every year at this Amazing. Press preview to see a band. I haven't a note in my head, but at least I can say I have been on the main stage at Electric Picnic.
Yeah, I hope you're reenacting Kylie and a bit of spinning around when you're there as well.
Gold hot pants and all.
Yeah, I'm fantastic. Listen, it's a big birthday though, isn't it? I heard that this morning for EP.
Yeah, when we got here this morning, we were cutting cakes for 20 years of Electric
Is
Picnic.
It 20 years?
Yeah, I feel old, thanks. So yeah, 20 years of Electric Picnic. And this year, of course, is a little bit different because they've changed the date. So last year, they announced when we were here on this day last year that they were going to change the date to mid-August. And they talked about how it might be to do with the weather or something like that. And it later emerged that it's due to one specific act who wasn't available in the early September date. The organisers won't confirm who that was. I would say it's a superstar like Kylie, but I don't know that for certain. And then next year it'll go back to its original date of early September.
Oh, it's so actually going to revert back because it was always the first weekend in September. It was sort of a date in the diary.
So it's absolutely. So this is for 1 year only to accommodate a specific act, an unnamed act. So next year they go back to their home place of the start of September.
Is the site itself, does it look as it does every year or any new additions?
It looks as it does at this point every year. They're still building and stuff like that. Everything's expanded. Every time we come here, they tell us it's bigger and better. So we were just given a tour of Trailer Park there, and they say that's accommodating more than it did the last time. And they've increased the spaces in a lot of stages. So to obviously increase the people who can attend, because I don't know if you saw the big crowds at many of the highlights last year. They couldn't fit them in. Mm. So they've moved people around and expanded everything.
It's just the Wolf Tones was the big talking point, wasn't it? After last year's EP.
Yeah, they're on the main stage, I think, this year.
Now, there's some environmentally friendly improvements, I believe, too.
Yeah, of course. So at festivals, we're always told, bring everything home with you. Don't leave your tents, don't leave your cans. And of course, with the bottle scheme this year being introduced for everyone across the country, there's some charities here. They'll be picking up the bottles and then they'll be gaining the 15 cents. But the big thing here, and we've just had a tour of it, is the main stage. So at Electric Picnic, they're connecting us to the grid, the main stage. So the main stage will be powered by renewable energy this weekend. So that's the first festival in the UK and Ireland to do that. So they're not coming off generators or anything like that. So they're trying to obviously reduce the carbon footprint. And there's lots of other things as well. So Hugo Jealous, I spoke to him earlier. He told me what else they're trying in order to be a bit more eco-friendly.
Well, thank God it has. You know, it's one of the great bugbears of doing something in lovely green field and parkland and creating the refuse that 80,000 people make and knowing how to deal with it. So apart from the substation that's been put in to help to power the main stage, there's a stronger recycling system, and there's a stronger sense amongst everyone who works here of looking after materials that they finished with and making sure that they're recycled and reused. And then, you know, the crucial part really then comes back down to the festival goers who come in and please don't leave anything in the campsites. Please don't leave tents. You wouldn't do that in your back garden. Don't do it in Tom Cosby's back garden.
Yeah, he's right. That's Hugo Jealous, creative director there of the Trailer Park. Laura, what's finally the plan for the rest of your day?
Well, when Hermitage Green finish up here, we're going to get a tour of the main stage of the food. So there's a huge focus on food here as well. The festivals have come a long way from a burger and chips. So you can get lots of different exotic and international type foods. So they're going to show us the new additions to that. And we'll be speaking to the organiser of Festival Republic, Melvin Benn. So we might try to get a few more secrets out of him.
Brilliant. Well, listen, enjoy the day. That's Laura Donnelly with us there from Stradbally ahead of Electric Picnic this weekend. I know for me this year, like I go to Electric Picnic a lot and I've been to it, you know, quite a number of times over the past 20 years. And I think, in my opinion, it's probably one of my favourite lineups this year, because the minute I heard Calvin Harris and Kylie were on stage on Saturday and Sunday night, I just said, sign me up. I'm absolutely going to Stradbally this year. DJ and radio presenter Kellyanne Byrne is with me on the line. What are the critics saying about the lineup, Kellyanne?
Yeah, it's going to be mixed, actually. Yeah, some people have said it's disappointing, but I happen to think it's great, like you this year. I mean, to have Kylie Minogue on the main stage on Sunday.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like you're never going to see that again in Ireland, I don't think. Every time I think about it, I feel like Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, I just think it should be absolutely fantastic. I only ever saw her once before in the Three Arena a number of years ago, and like, yeah, it's just brilliant.
She's so good live. And then you've got Ray, who's an outstanding singer. She's on Sunday also. But there's some really wonderful Irish acts. Mary Wallopers, Kneecap, CMAT, Villagers, Wolf Tones, as you mentioned earlier. Like, I think there's loads of great stuff. And then loads of great stuff on the smaller stages too.
What do you recommend? Like, is there your top three tips over the course of Friday, Saturday or Sunday? I should say top three acts, Kellyanne, that you recommend people should go to see. Maybe they're not necessarily ticked off on the app.
Yeah, I think, well, I happen to really love Jalen Ngonda, and I think a lot of people here don't know him. He sounds like Marvin Gaye, and he's on Saturday on the, let me have a look here, I think it's the Electric Arena stage. Then I'd also recommend the Mary Wallopers, because I saw them at All Together Now last weekend, and they were the absolute highlight for me. Outstanding. Like, they were so good. And then I'd say maybe Kneecap.
On Sunday. Isn't that, they're on Sunday, aren't they?
They're on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Yeah, the electric Arena stage on Saturday is really good. Waterboys, Kneecap and Lancome are all playing.
Am I the only person going to Calvin Harris?
Well, you see, it's the same time as Lancome. Oh, so I'm going to go to Lancome.
Right, yeah. I've mentioned it to a few of my friends and I feel like I'm the only taker.
I know, that's going to be packed out. I mean, I think the thing is that there aren't that many clashes of similar music happening. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Like people who go to Lancome probably aren't going to be into Calvin Harris as much. So, you know, I think that's good the way it's been planned out.
Yeah, well, people always question my musical taste anyway, so it wouldn't be the first time. No, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure Kellyanne will see you in Stradbally over the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, look, okay. We'll chat to you then. DJ and radio presenter Kellyanne Byrne and our own Laura Donnelly as well, of course, from the News Talk newsroom. If you're heading to Electric Picnic, do let us know. It's 087 1400 106.